This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Phoebe Judge. The user-driven website Wikipedia has become an undeniable part of many Americans' lives. The online encyclopedia is the seventh most visited site on the internet. But unfortunately, the online encyclopedia, whose goal is to democratize knowledge, may not be an unbiased source. Women and people of color are dramatically underrepresented on the website's archives of information and in the pool of editors used to create and watch over posts. Male editors outnumber women 9-1, and some are concerned that the disparity is doing injustice to the site's visitors. Some are taking a grassroots approach and organizing events known as Wikipedia Editathons to help women and minorities have input. Joining us are two local archivists involved in the editathons. Kelly Wooten is a research services and collection development librarian at Duke's Sally Bingham Center. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you.
And Emily Jack is a digital projects and outreach librarian for the Wilson Special Collections Library at UNC. Welcome, Emily.
Thank you.
Also joining us is Sarah Snyder. She's the deputy chief of the Media and Technology Office at the Smithsonian American Art Museum. Welcome, Sarah.
Glad to be here.
Sarah, you've been organizing editathons since 2011. How did you become aware of this movement?
Well, I first made a Wikipedia edit myself alone in a library basement in 2007, and at the time I had no idea that there was a social network behind the tool of people who work together to improve the encyclopedia. So it wasn't until 2011 that I met other Wikipedia contributors in person, and that's when I realized, you know, I didn't have to figure out how to contribute to this project on my own.
Do you have any idea as to why there seems to be such a giant gender gap, both in terms of editors and web posts?
And there's been a lot of research that's gone into this from the Wikimedia Foundation. The New York Times has done a pretty thorough investigation. I think it's a combination of factors. Part of it has to do with, historically, Wikipedia was kind of a techie corner of the web. You had to know how to use a wiki markup in order to contribute. There's also issues related to women feeling confident with asserting themselves in a public sphere, saying, hey, I'm the expert on this. I can write the encyclopedia. So what we try to do is encourage invitation to participate. But in truth, you know, assessing what the factors are that cause this disparity is still something that's underway. But I hope that by encouraging people to participate in editathons and make kind of real-life connections to other Wikipedia contributors, we can start to help offset that gap.
And Sarah, are editors employees of Wikipedia?
Absolutely not. There are no paid editors on Wikipedia. The money that goes to the Wikimedia Foundation is for supporting the software and the servers and sort of minimal staff to keep it up and running. But all of the content is contributed by volunteers, which is wonderful. And at the Smithsonian American Art Museum and other libraries and archives, we're used to working with volunteers. We love working with volunteers to help share knowledge. So this is an extension of something we've been doing already anyways.
Emily, you and Kelly have hosted editathons together at Duke and UNC, and I wonder what sorts of folks turn out to learn kind of the ins and outs of posting and editing Wikipedia pages?
Well, I can speak for the two editathons that we've hosted in the past at the North Carolina Collection, both of which had the theme African American History in North Carolina, and we saw a pretty broad cross-section of the community. We had university students from UNC who came, some of them with their professors, who had said, this is an extra credit opportunity. We had a couple high school students turn out, one with a parent and one on his own, which I found very inspiring. We've also had university professors from other campuses, such as UNC or North Carolina A&T, but also just community members who had heard about it from one avenue or another, members of the Chapel Hill Historical Society. The mayor of Carrboro at the time came to our first editathon.
So it was a whole wide variety.
It was. It was a very, very wide variety.
Kelly, your upcoming editathon will focus on the rich history of women at Duke University. Can you tell us about a woman you plan on adding to the online encyclopedia?
Sure. I'm very interested in creating an article for Julia Grout. She was the chair of the Women's Department of Health and Physical Education at Duke from 1924 to 1964, which was a time where the Duke campus was not co-ed. There was the women's college and the other campus was for men. And she really believed in the importance of women's sports and athletics and physical education and advocated for women to have better facilities than they did at the time, which were not in any way comparable to the men's facilities as far as the gyms, the actual equipment, and the resources that were allocated. I started writing an article last year and was unable to complete it during our event because I was helping other people create their articles. So I'm looking forward to returning to that project.
Today, this year is Julia Grout's year. She's going to get on there. Kelly, can you talk about how difficult it is to add or edit or this whole, how does the whole experience rank in terms of ease?
Well, I believe that one of the barriers to women and other marginalized folks participating in Wikipedia is that it is not your usual website environment. It uses a different set of code, and it's very much geared towards people who are familiar and comfortable with it. They created a new interface that's more user-friendly, that's meant to encourage more participation by people that are less confident. So one of the reasons why we have these events is to train people, to show them how to do it, because it is not necessarily intuitive. And there's lots of places where you can get lost along the way as far as not knowing the next steps to follow and not knowing how to keep your article from being removed or deleted.
Sarah, just this past February, not too far from the Smithsonian at the White House, they hosted an edit-a-thon for Black History Month. I wonder what sorts of results you think passing this knowledge out generates. Do you start to see the usernames of editors you've trained?
It was a really exciting event to have the White House involved. It was their first edit-a-thon, and what's really gratifying about being in the D.C. area is that we have so many personal connections between our editors. So I'm starting to recognize now, you know, after many years of contributing, usernames that I associate with names and faces, people who I've seen at conferences. And there really is a social network, a community behind the tool that's visible to so many people on the web.
Emily, the term passive activism has been used for online movements. You can do this from a distance, from afar. I wonder if you think that this is something more than that, because you're showing up in person. It's a physical meetup.
Exactly. And it's an opportunity not only to learn how to edit Wikipedia, but it's a way of experientially learning that Wikipedia can be edited by anyone. So if you look for an article and find that it doesn't exist, and you feel a little outraged and a little exasperated that it doesn't exist, maybe you're the person who should write that article. So we're demonstrating that do-it-yourself principle in the library through these edit-a-thons. And we're saying history doesn't create itself. Someone has to write it, and that person can be you. And democratizing that knowledge creation can be very empowering.
And you can also turn to the person next to you and say, can you believe this? There's nothing about this. I can't find anything.
Exactly.
You can express your outrage in person.
Exactly.
And do you think so? Because of that, it's a fun and shared experience. But do you think that it helps get scholarly information to regular folks doing something like this?
Well, it does to the extent that you said Wikipedia is the seventh most used site on the website. So our job as librarians is to share information in any way that we can, and putting the information where people are likely to look first, and in some cases likely to look first and last, is the best way that we can get that information in front of as many people as possible.
Kelly, I wonder, you know, we're talking about focusing on women at Duke, let's say, for this current or this upcoming edit-a-thon, but I wonder if you are worried about people showing up and not focusing on women at Duke, but trying to promote something of their own. Are you going to have to nail down on them and say, excuse me, we're dealing with women today?
Well, I don't plan to be the Wikipedia police. I think librarians do have a reputation for shushing and policing behavior. I don't really think that this is the kind of thing that someone would turn up to misbehave at. And I certainly want to encourage anyone who has a topic they're passionate about and they want to come edit to come participate, because we really want to support, especially for undergraduates, this idea of participating and creating the information that they use every day. We want them to be savvy about how that information is created, and we just are hoping not to discourage anyone from following their interests.
So you can sneak in another article if you like, but just do like 9 out of 10 focus on women.
Well, and I would say actually the first edit-a-thon that we hosted, an individual showed up, and we're pretty sure he created an article about himself, which is a violation of Wikipedia's conflict of interest policy. And it's not our role in that situation to police, as Kelly said, and to restrict people. But Wikipedia has a reputation for being a very self-regulating community. So when articles go up that do violate Wikipedia's policies, editors out there are paying attention, and they remove those things pretty quickly. So we just allowed the community to regulate that rather than trying to regulate it ourselves.
Sarah, I've read about Wikipedians in residence at places like Harvard. Does the Smithsonian keep one around? And if so, what do they do?
Well, we've had a couple Wikipedians in residence over the past few years. They've usually come and stayed for a summer or a semester to kind of help build internal expertise and capacity among the staff at the libraries, archives, and museums. You know, we didn't grow up knowing how to edit Wikipedia, and often many of us are acquiring Wikipedia skills, you know, later in life. So it's kind of a fun lifelong learning project to figure out this new piece of information literacy. So the Wikipedians in residence have been super helpful in training staff. I know I've learned most of my advanced wiki skills from our Wikipedians in residence at the Smithsonian over the years. So it's great to have them. Unfortunately, there's not as many expert Wikipedians who are available to give all their time to a cultural heritage institution, but I would happily take on another one if somebody were available.
Because you at the Smithsonian are trying to get out information about your own collections and your own information.
Our mission is so compatible with that of Wikipedia. We want to share knowledge with the world. Wikipedia wants to share the sum of all human knowledge, and in order to do that, we need the sum of all humans, or at least a representative sample of them, contributing. So the Smithsonian has experts, we have curators, we have amazing collections, and we want those on Wikipedia for all to use and enjoy, just like the folks at the libraries do.
Kelly, Wikipedia, in an odd way, does reflect society, which means that women and people of color have not been fairly represented. Can you speak to how that can harm our perspectives? I mean, it seems rather clear, right?
Right. And I think that's one of the reasons why we're inspired to have these events, because we think it's really important when people go looking for information that they find information that is reflective of their lived experiences and or the way that they would like to see the world. So if they're looking up people of note and they're only finding white American men, they might believe that that's what a leader is, a white American man. And if that's not what you are, then you don't have any possibilities for becoming a person of note. So when you have a more diverse editor base, you're going to get more diverse entries because they're going to seek to add information that's reflective of their experiences and their interests.
Sarah, one of the things that gained a lot of attention a while ago was the controversy over American authors and novelists. Can you talk about this controversy and how this kind of got maybe the mainstream public thinking about women on Wikipedia?
Right. You're talking about the categorization issue, where when people get put into certain categories, they're sometimes hierarchical. And so if you add a gender category below, let's say, American novelist category, it accidentally or inadvertently, or I think in this case it was inadvertent, moves all of the women into this sort of other page, and they're absent from the top level page. And that's sort of a weird quirk of the software that ended up having social ramifications. And I think it's really important to learn from these issues. And I know I certainly am much more aware when I'm applying categories now, which seems like you're helping to organize things when you categorize people as women, but often it can end up having these unintended effects.
So you'd
but
all
I do think the community has put a lot of good faith effort and energy into increasing the participation of women and the visibility of women on the encyclopedia. So I don't think it was malicious.
It wasn't malicious, of course, but it did mean that you had American novelists, all men, and then to find a woman, it was an absolute subcategory.
Right. It was a subcategory, and, you know, it was one person's edit that did that moved this category. And it was reverted. So it's been taken care of. So the community does self-police, but media scrutiny certainly helps them align their priorities in making sure that these things don't happen again.
I mean, I guess this is a clear sign of how Wikipedia has done wonderful things, but also because you have editors that are out there in the general public, there can be serious mistakes sometimes. Emily, do you find that?
There can be mistakes, and I would say equally troubling are the things that are left out. It's the unintentional bias is not always in what is written, but it is what is left off the page and what isn't written. So, for example, before the part of the impetus for planning our first edit-a-thon about African-American history in North Carolina, that came about because some of my colleagues in the North Carolina collection and in the North Carolina Digital Heritage Center noticed that there were these gaps in African-American history topics in North Carolina. At that time, in 2013, there was no page about the North Carolina Mutual Life Insurance Company, which was just so staggering to us because it's one of the largest companies founded by and owned by African Americans and was one of the linchpins of Durham's Black Wall Street at the turn of the 20th century. So it was that kind of gap that we found surprising and decided to address in this way.
I'm speaking about online edit-a-thons for Wikipedia today on The State of Things. Kelly, what happens if you're reading a Wikipedia page and you see an inaccuracy? You know, Mountain Dew is from South Carolina. I don't know. The State of Things is produced in Nebraska. What do you do? How easy is it to just change that?
Well, actually, one of my favorite parts about Wikipedia is that you can correct things that you see that are incorrect. And one of the things that happens with some articles is they have actually exclamation points that point out that things may need some citation work. And so correcting things like that is actually a lot easier than creating a completely new entry because you're not writing an entire paragraph or an entire page. So once you're familiar with the process of editing, it's very easy to go in, make a correction, of course, putting in a scholarly or valid citation for your fact, not just that you knew that or you believed that to be true, but that you had a secondary source that you could cite that showed that that was the truth. And then hopefully that change stays. No one else comes back after you and changes it back or deletes it.
Sarah, can you tell me how you think having more women editing Wikipedia pages can truly affect the site's content?
Yeah, I mean, it stands, you know, it's just, it makes sense that if some of the world's knowledge needs to be recorded, we need to have women participating in that. And I would say not just women, we need diversity in terms of race and also kind of subject area expertise. If you look at Wikipedia today, there are strong weaknesses, not just in African American history, also in my area, in art history and American history. There are a lot of places where we really need to diversify our editor base, bring in new expertise to help create those reliable articles. And adding biographies of women is a really important place to assert women's presence in history, but also bringing additionally diverse perspectives to kind of the larger subject or topical articles, summaries of things that have happened. Often editors don't realize when things are missing, as was alluded to. It's not just always that everything needs its own standalone Wikipedia article, but maybe the summary of a topic is missing whole pieces of the narrative that are particularly of importance to people of different backgrounds.
Sarah Snyder is the Deputy Chief of the Media and Technology Office at the Smithsonian American Art Museum. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you, Phoebe.
Kelly Wooten is a Research Services and Collection Development Librarian at Duke's Sally Bingham Center. She hosts an edit-a-thon about the history of the women at Duke on Wednesday, March 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you.
Emily Jack is a Digital Projects and Outreach Librarian for the Wilson Special Collections Library at UNC, and she hosts an edit-a-thon at UNC's Wilson Library on April 1st at 5 p.m. Thanks, Emily.
Thank you.
All that info and more is on our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, classical music from North Carolina's Fire Pink Trio.